Time now for World on Three with Lopa Qatari. In tonight's edition, Lopa makes some passing references to this evening's asteroid near miss, but the programme and the music surrounding them were recorded before the news broke of an unrelated meteor crash in Russia. Lopa starts the programme with a track from the Algerian superstar Khaled's new album, C'est la vie.
Dime la Bess from Algerian king of Rai Khaled, and sounding very much like he did 20 years ago. Pop, rock and a good hook line. It's from C'est la vie, his latest album, for which Khaled has already won a Kora Award for Best North African Singer, no doubt helped by the fact that it was produced by Morocco's Red One, a man who's worked with pop icons such as Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson and Nicki Minaj. Welcome to World on Three with me, Lopa Qatari. Looking at the music I've lined up for you tonight, the themes that have bubbled to the surface are food, love and a galactic encounter. And my guests are a group of extraordinarily gifted Mongolians and a union who some of you may have seen at the Purcell Room at the South Bank Centre last weekend when they celebrated their new year with a concert that had the audience mesmerised and clamouring for more. Phono Records are a Hungarian label, and by the looks of it, they're all about jazz and gypsies. They've brought out a Best of Phono album, and one of the artists on it is a group called Amara Shuno. The title track from their album is called Dream on My Eyes, gypsy music that seems to have been to the Andes and back. Have a listen to this.
Que bella ta si vembe che Ozalum
The sound of the Venezuelan desert, perhaps. Pescador Saharaui, sung by Luzmira Zerpa of the family Atlantica. Luzmira is a folk singer from Venezuela. She's married to London-born Jack Iglesias of the Heliocentrics, and their band, called the Family Atlantica, includes three generations of her family, in addition to other honorary family members. Sounds complicated? It does a bit. So let's see what they have to say when they join me on World on Three on the 8th of March. Time for some food with the music, and who better to turn to than Tricont, who consistently come up with great titles for their compilations that are then packed full of the best and the wackiest. Soul Food, Food and Music Fat and Yummy is the latest to grace our tables, and it comes with a cookery book. On the cover is a photograph of a plate of glazed ribs, beans, collard greens and cornbread, all laid out on a pretty blue gingham tablecloth. Real soul food. You really must have a look at it. On flicking through, the most stomach-churning recipe to catch my eye was stuffed tongue. Boil the tongue for at least 3.5 hours and wash in cold water, making it easier to peel off the skin and pull out the roots. Yuck. And one that was truly finger-licking good was Mississippi mud pie. Absolutely delicious. The song I've chosen for your delectation is Roast Possum by the Carter Brothers. But to set the scene, here's Seu Jorge and Meu Parceiro from his album Músicas para Churrasco, Songs to Barbecue To.
Esse aí é meu parceiro, fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Esse aí é meu parceiro, fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Se eu precisar de uma mão ou de uma força qualquer, ele tá junto sempre firme, não dá de mané. Ele que agita o carvão, o prato garfa a colher, o fogo a carne ainda chega cheio de mulher. Mulher, mulher. É fiel, é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha, é irmão, pedra 90, ele é nosso, ele é família. É fiel, é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha, é irmão, pedra 90, ele é nosso, ele é família. É braço, é sangue, é choque, é brother, malandro, amigo, compadre, maneiro. Braço é sangue, é choque, é brother, malandro, amigo, compadre, maneiro. Esse aí é meu parceiro, fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Esse aí é meu parceiro, fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair. Se eu precisar de uma mão ou de uma força qualquer, ele tá junto sempre firme, não dá de mané. Ele que agita o cavão, o prato dá pra colher, o fogo a carne ainda chega cheio de mulher. Mulher. Fiel é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha, é irmão, pedra 90, ele é nosso, ele é família. É fiel, é 100%, é guerreiro, é bom de pilha, é irmão, pedra 90, ele é nosso, ele é família. Braço é choque, é sangue, é brother, uou, falando um amigo, compadre, maneiro. Braço é sangue, é choque, é brother, malandro, amigo, compadre, maneiro. Oh, meu parceiro,
fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
É, meu parceiro,
fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
Esse aí é meu parceiro,
fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
Oh, esse aí é meu parceiro,
fecha comigo e nunca deixa a peteca cair.
É, é. A peteca cair, nunca deixa a peteca cair, meu parceiro. Tá comigo e não abre, meu parceiro. Sangue bom, tá em casa, gente fina, falando amigo, maneiro, parceiro. Esse aí é meu parceiro.
Thank you. possum, rose possum, and big red yam. I'm a plain old country boy that loves home cooking. Just give me some rose possum and big red yam. I'm just a country boy. Cornbread and beans. My pappy's crazy about his mustard greens. I'm the sport he loves, his haunty wine. But you know what? I think that is fine. And something that is wholesome. Big red yam and rose blossom. About good home cooking. I'm one of those boys who's always looking. I haven't found a good taste yet. 'Cause that home cooking, I just can't forget. Rose possum and big red yam. I'm just a country boy. Oh, yes, I am.
Roast possum served with a big red yam, home-cooked soul food from the 1960s, and Garland, Alabama's The Carter Brothers, deliciously served up by Tricont. Fela Kuti would have been 75 years old this year, and to mark this and the 15 years since his death, Knitting Factory Records is releasing the complete works of Fela. This means nearly 50 albums worth of music and commentary. And the first three are due out next month, starting with a two CD collection called The Best of the Black President, Volume 2. This is from Expensive Shit, an album that came out in 1975. Classic Fela, sarcastic, confident, and overflowing with attitude. He misrode.
Thank you. Gentleman, he carry in cloth, he carry and go for shoemaker.
He meet his road, oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
I say 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 he meet his road,
oh yes.
Accused, when fighting lawyer, he giving case to prosecutor.
He meet his road, oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
He go go for prison,
oh yes.
He go go for jail,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
Driver, we enter one way, he go jam magistrate for road.
He meet his road, oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
He could pay him fine,
oh yes.
He go go for jail,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
Musician, we're carrying band. He play for Union of Deaf and Dumb.
He meet his road, oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
He go play for nothing,
oh yes.
He go play for nothing,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
Gorilla, we run from bush, enter Lagos, he enter bus.
He meet his road, oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
He meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
He go cause confusion,
oh yes.
Driver go stop,
oh yes.
Bus go break,
oh yes.
Passenger go scatter,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
I say he meet his road,
oh yes.
If you miss your road, not come my way, I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I beg you. Don't come my way. I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I beg you.
Don't come my way.
I don't want your trouble.
Don't come my way.
Don't find my trouble.
Don't come my way.
If you miss your road, not come my way, I beg you. Want your trouble?
Don't
find my trouble.
Don't come my way.
I beg you.
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 Thank you.
Fela Kuti, and He Must Rode in All Its Glory. If you've just joined us here on BBC Radio 3, welcome. You're just in time to hear from my guests on the show tonight. Inner Mongolia's Anda Union, nomadic people of the grasslands who are changing their world by reminding people of their past. They're going to start with a song called simply The Drinking Song. Now, who would have thought that that was a drinking song? It's obviously an easy drinking song. I'm here with Anda Union, joining me to talk a little bit about them and about their music is Tsitsigma.
Yeah, Tsitsigma.
Who's one of the singers. And Tim Pierce, who's managing the group and has been on quite a Mongolian journey of his own. Welcome.
Yeah, that's right, thank you.
Thank you.
Drinking song. It's quite apt that we've begun with a drinking song because I believe a lot of the songs in Mongolia are in fact drinking songs. Is that right?
Yeah, this Mongolian people, you're so happy day. You come back for friendship and family, parents and together. They're so happy, very like singers on drinking song. Drink songs, everyone so happy.
So like lots of the obviously Mongolian traditional music is used as part of life and so points of celebration like drinking and parties and weddings. Drinking is a big
part of life
and a big part of singing, yeah.
So social gatherings are all based around music in many respects, are they, Tim?
Yeah, music is used every day. I mean, as a nomad people, they don't have buildings, they don't have a sculpture, they don't have paintings. Their culture is they take it with them and it's their stories and it's their music. So it's incredibly important to them. I mean, it's everything. So it takes part, every celebration and even daily life, there's so much music in their lives.
Tsitsigma, are you a singer, a professional singer, or is it something that you have just grown up with? It's a part of your everyday life.
My song from my mother. So every day my mother sings a song, wow, good song, Mimi. Every day. Yeah, my first teacher, my mother.
Where do these songs come from that you are singing? Are they songs of your family, of your community?
This song from the Buryat people, maybe 500-600 years ago. So long time this song. Yeah, so good song. Yeah, I very like this song. Yeah, every day I sing song this song.
How did the group begin?
And the union is all together beginning in 1999 year. Yes. Yeah.
Two of them, Nasu and Ogun, they grew up very, very close to each other in the grasslands. They were neighbours, but you're never very close to your neighbour in the grasslands. It's actually like a 20-minute drive these days. But so they grew up as children. And then when they were in their early teens, they went to, because the schooling is very limited in the grasslands, they went to the nearest city to study music. And there they met another four members. And then they were together from in their teens. And then they went to the capital, Hohhot, and studied at art school and did more music study, and they joined an ensemble there, and that's where they all met together. So some of them have been together since they were the smallest children.
Tim, is it quite a new phenomenon then to formally study music in Mongolia?
It's been happening for a long time. You know, there have been big orchestras, and there have been kind of organised kind of orchestras. Obviously, traditionally, Mongolian music would just be one person singing and be one person playing an instrument. This ensemble is new, but I think what's interesting about them is they understand modern audiences. They're very modern people. They may play traditional instruments, but they all listen to modern music. They're extremely, you know, they're young people. They're like every other young people in the world. But they've managed to understand how to present that traditional music in a theatrical setting as an ensemble, but keeping the magic of when the goosebumps you get when you sit in the grasslands and somebody's singing is incredible. But they managed to transpose that to the theatre, which is, that's what's really special. And that's what's new about them, I think. And there are now many other young people following in this path, which is really exciting, actually.
Tatima was saying about the fact that she sings songs that she's heard her mother sing for, you know, and singing in the family for years and decades. Yeah. Is that true of the songs that are being sung by this group today?
One of the songs, which we're, I think, going to hear next, Hometown, they did actually write themselves, which is unusual because most of the songs are songs that they've known since they were children. And the special thing about them is, but the arrangements are very special. They're very unique to them. I mean, if you hear the original song, you'd recognise the melody. It's a little bit like Beethoven took a folk song and evolved it into a big symphony.
So what we're going to hear, as you said, there is Hometown song, which is a new composition that they wrote in memory of your son.
Yeah, my son. We made a feature film 3 years ago, and my son came along as assistant sound technician. He was studying sound and became very close to the band, and he learned to ride horses, and it was an incredible experience. We spent 3 months filming out in the grasslands. And sadly, 2 years ago, he was run over here in London. And I obviously told them quite quickly. I phoned them up, and when we went out several months later, myself, my partner, they sat us down. They said, well, the day that happened, we went in the studio and we wrote this song, and then they played it for us. And you can imagine we were, oh my God, it was so moving. I mean, you know, it's such a beautiful song, a lovely present they gave us.
Thank you. 아무렇지 못하고 산순 놓다가 민 헐렁해 나고 사든 도로 민 아무렇지 못하고
Hometown Song, what a beautiful piece, heavy with loss and loving. And a union will be back with more music later on in the programme. 2012 DA14. Does that mean anything to any of you? Well, at about 7:30 this evening, a celestial visitor known as 2012 DA14, a very large asteroid the size of an Olympic swimming pool or half a football pitch, came really close to Earth. By really close, I mean about 17,000 miles, give or take a few thousand. But when you think that it was closer than some of our satellites and moving at a speed of around 29,000 miles an hour, then applying highway code type calculations, that doesn't leave much time to do anything if it changes path. Well, of course, it was never going to hit Earth, but I do feel that its passing should be marked. So here's Colombia's Sistema Solar and a song called Bienvenidos. Welcome.
Sistema solar, sistema solar, sistema solar, sistema solar. quiero liberar que espera frontera no hay. Yo quiero mi viejo que esto se escuche en Hawái. Autóctono, junto a todo mi mono colombiano, así lo hago a mi modo. Me codo del tono con todo, viajando para arriba como el Apolo.
¿Qué como?
Como el Apolo.
¿Qué como?
Como el Apolo de puro Apolo.
¿Qué como?
Como el Apolo.
¿Qué como?
Como el Apolo de puro Apolo.
Sistema solar.
A galactic welcome from Colombia, Sistema Solar, followed by celestial sunshiny indie pop rock from Brazilian 20-somethings Holger, and Let Them Shine from their album Sunga. Light-hearted and absolutely delightful. Sunga, in case you wanted to know, is the word for swimming trunks. At the beginning of the programme, I promised you food music. Well, you've had that in the form of roast possum, and there's some drinking to go with that a bit later on. We've just had the galactic encounter, or should I say a near miss. So now for a bit of love. For those of you who would rather not acknowledge Valentine's Day or fear the wrath of your partner in case you get it wrong, these next two songs are for you. The Rambling Boys of Pleasure are the house band for the Irish Sea Sessions that happen every year with the Liverpool Philharmonic under the musical directorship of Bernie O'Neill. Well, it just so happens that the band are so good that they're being booked for gigs in their own right, and they're about to release their eponymous debut album. This is an old Irish rant, tipping it up to Nancy.
Being a woman from our town and a woman you all know well, she dearly loved her husband, but the other one's twice as well. I with me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with me whacking Finnegan Aerio, we're tipping it up to Nancy. She went down to the chemist for some remedies for to buy. Have you anything in your chemistry that'll make my old man blind? I with a me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with a me whack and Finnegan Aerio, tipping it up to Nancy. If you give him eggs and marrow bone and make him suck them all, before he has the last one sunk, sure he won't see it all. I with a me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with me whacking Finnegan Aerio, tipping it up to Nancy. She gave him the eggs and the marrow bone and made him suck them all. Before he had the last one sunk, sure he couldn't see it all. I with a me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with me whacking Finnegan Aerio, tipping it up to Nancy. If in this world I cannot see, here I cannot stay, I'd rather go and throw in myself. Come on, she, and I'll show you the way with me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with me whacking Finnegan Aerio, tipping it up to Nancy. She led him to the river, she led him to the brim. Oh, it's sly enough for Martin, it was him that shoved her in. Now with a me whack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with a me whack and Finnegan Aerio, we're tipping it up to Nancy. There's nine in me family, not one of them is me own. I wish that each and every man would come and claim his own. Over the Maywack Finnegan Aerio, tip Finnegan well, with a Maywack and Finnegan Aerio, tipping it up to Nancy.
Sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonely. She said that she and I were through. So I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I just driving nails in my coffin. Lordy, driving those nails over you. Now, ever since the day that she left me, I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't quit drinking that old brew. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of brew. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. Just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of brew. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you.
You could always count on country music to tell you how it is. I love you so much it hurts. It's better to have loved a little. The Wreck on the Highway. So many to choose from. I finally went for Hank Thompson and Driving Nails in My Coffin to mark the passing of Valentine's Day. It's on the Beginner's Guide to Country out on Ashanti. Lots of fab tunes and wily lyrics. But how about some real romance? I happened to be in Olinda in the northeast of Brazil in January on the night of the Seresta. This is a sort of parade of old-timers, serenaders. The air was heady with beautiful old love songs. The choir, violins, mandolins all joined in lovely harmonies under the impassioned guidance of the band leader. Hundreds more people walked alongside singing their hearts out. I've put a couple of photos from that night up on the website. This is the kind of song that they sang. It's by Luiz Gonzaga, the King of Bahia. And the song is called A Vida do Viajante, A Traveler's Life.
Andando pelos sertões e dos amigos que lá deixei. Chuva e sol, poeira e carvão. Longe de casa sigo o roteiro, mais uma estação. E alegria no coração. Andando pelos sertões e dos amigos que lá deixei. Mar e terra, inverno e verão. Mostra um sorriso, mostra alegria, mas eu mesmo não. A saudade no coração. Descanso feliz,
guardando as recordações das terras onde passei, andando pelos sertões e dos amigos que lá deixei. Chuva e sol, poeira e carvão, longe de casa sigo o roteiro, mais uma estação. E alegria no coração.
Cheio, gente.
E o trem tá cheinho, meu filho.
Olha o povo lá.
É sinal de casa cheia.
Isso é bom, isso é bom.
Lulinha,
chega lá.
Olha o povão.
Um dia eu chego lá devagar.
Não esqueça do povão, meu filho.
Ah, sem pressa, sem
pressa.
Tá com
saudade do vovô Januário?
Tô, mas sei que ele tá tocando lá em cima no forró de Matias. Deixa
não
ele.
Não se esqueça que tudo começou com ele, meu filho.
E como é que é a história?
De pai pra frio.
Hein?
De pai pra frio. Desde 1912.
Ih, deixa que eu levo pra frente.
Essa que é a história.
John, John, vento lá rola.
Thank you.
Three beauties from an interesting pairing of Albanian Fanfar Tirana and Transglobal Underground for a project they call Cabotronics. The album of the same name is out on World Village on the 25th. And before that was Luis Gonzaga, accompanied by his son Gonzaguinha, and a classic from his album O Fole Rancour, an album that came out at the end of last year to celebrate his centenary. Luis died nearly 15 years ago, but his music has become a rich part of Brazil's music culture, and he would have turned 100 in December. You're listening to Lopa Cotari here on BBC Radio 3. My guests tonight are Ander Union, modern traditionalists bringing an ancient language and its songs back to life, and infusing urban landscapes around the world with the sound of the wind, earth and wildlife of the Mongolian grasslands. I'm going to talk more with Tim Pierce, their manager, and Sigmar in a moment. But first, here she is singing Mother Song.
Thank you.
And a union with another beautiful song called Mother Song, I believe. And it, just that melody, the whole feel of it, it's very much about what's at the heart of Mongolian society, which must be the mother.
I have mother, I have world, I have sky, I have grassland. Yeah. So mother, this one. Yeah.
So as opposed to mother, it's like Mother Earth, it's like Mother Sky.
Yeah.
Because the sky is the god, Tengger, this is... Is the sky. Tengger is the sky, the blue sky, which is why Mongolians have blue scarves.
In that song, we heard a technique of singing called long song. Throat singing, people are very familiar with, I think, yeah. Who've listened to this kind of music. But tell me what long song is.
Mongolian long song and the horse has feet and throat singing is together. This is Mongolian, very special music.
Yeah, it's from the diaphragm. They sing from the diaphragm. In general, these are called the chore arts, and basically they revolve around two. So the horse head fiddle has two strings. Throat singing generally creates two tones. The long song mirrors his two by going high and low, high and low. And it's part of, it's a kind of a unification of the earth and the sky. And the long song is long song because each note is held. It's not because it's a very long song. It's actually because each note is held a long time, and it all comes... It comes from the diaphragm.
I understand. Singer long songs. Ah, it's hard.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. they're singing to the sky, and they because obviously they live in these vast grasslands, it's very much a song which is sung outside in these enormous steppes.
Tim, tell me, how did you come across these guys? Did you happen to be on holiday in Hohhot?
I'd never heard of her. I mean, I didn't know there were Mongolians in China. I think probably like a lot of people probably didn't know there were. Now, I was in Shanghai at an arts festival as a theatre producer, and they came on stage to showcase and did a couple of songs, and I just thought, wow, you know, here we are in Shanghai listening to all this kind of Chinese music, and then these Mongolians come on in their costumes and big boots and do this most incredible music that blew everyone away. And I tried to talk to them. Difficult. I couldn't speak their language. I couldn't speak mine, but I managed to communicate that I wanted to come and see them after the festival because I felt, I don't know, I had that feeling that if I leave, I'm missing something so special. I've got to do something about this music. It was so incredible. So after the festival, I was 2 days in a train. I went up Beijing and up to Inner Mongolia and stayed with them and recorded some of their music and managed to get them some American tours, and we started to work together. And in fact, I then decided, become a film producer, that we would make a film, because I was finding, talking to people on tour in America, that everyone wanted to know, where does this music come from? Because well, it's not Mongolia, it's China. And then I found out there were 6 million Mongolians in China, and only 3 million in Mongolia. It's like North and South Mongolia. And so we really wanted to tell the story of where this incredible music came from. So we made this film where we journey to the grasslands and we follow them and we visit their families. We even see how one of them, for real, learns a song, one of the songs, and it ends up with a performance in concert. And that's how we got involved, and I became the manager, and we've been building it up, and we've been doing WOMAD, and et cetera, et cetera.
So prior to that, had they ever been outside of China?
As a group, had never been outside of China. They had worked with various orchestras. Nasu, for example, had worked with the Vienna Philharmonic when he was quite a young man. He's a soloist with them. So they had kind of with various organs, because they're very, very talented musicians, and they immediately got picked up on by various orchestras and ensembles and were taken to other countries. They've done quite a lot of work in Europe.
Tsitsima, what was it like being away from home for a long time during your tour?
I like, because you see different people, so nice. Maybe long time where I miss my mom, my family, my hometown.
I mean, they are nomads, mm-hmm. And so traditionally they would have. But it's true. I mean, they're traditionally more used to, you know, moving around and also being separated from their families. Mm. You know.
So what's this? Classes. This last song that we're gonna hear from them.
This is Delcha, and Delcha's kind of it's like a singing competition duel, and it goes back thousands of years, and originally it was princes that used to do it, and then it became more common people. But basically two people would sing, and sometimes it would go on for days until one of them just couldn't carry on. So one sings a verse, you have to reply to the verse, and it goes on and on and on. And then when the other one, what's really funny is like when the other one failed, then the other one carries singing and insult the other one about how bad he was, you know, completely humiliating. And then because Mongren thinks it's hysterical that they do that, you know. So based on that, we obviously can't go on for days and days and days. So we kind of came up with a 6-minute version. It's called Delcha.
Are they throwing insults at each other, Tim?
No, they're not.
Well, thank you very much for coming into Timah. Thank you for talking to us. Tim, wonderful. And Anda Union. Yeah. Take it away. This is Delcha.
So weird, Timoda. Halji goat, Halji yam. Hurl toss in an army. Hurmi so deradangarchi. No tahas in an army. So weird, Timoda.
Choo!
The wonderful Anda Union and a song called Derchla. Thanks to Nars, the two organs, Uni Hadan Bilig Tsitsigma, and of course Tim, for bringing the music of Anda Union to the world stage. We've got pictures up on the website of the band in session and their instruments, and you'll be able to see the beautiful carvings at the top of the Murin Hur, the horsehead fiddle that gives it its name. Now, how's about some more music from horsemen who love their country and a drinking song from another community who take it seriously? This is Tex Williams, and That's What I Like About the West, from The Beginner's Guide to Country. And it's followed by another song from the Best of Fono Records, and Let the Gypsies Drink, from Hungarian band Romano Kokalo.
Now, a fella asked me the other day what I liked about the West. So I got together my arguments to prove that it's the best. I called the mayor, the chief of police, and even the governor's home to get the facts to back me up, and here's what they said on the phone. We got buffalo, deer, T-bone steaks, fruits, fish, and fowl. Wine and grapes, figs and dates, a chamber of commerce smile. Liquid sunshine, legal moonshine, Reno, Frisco, Tahoe. Man, you name it, and if we ain't got it, we'll get it.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
You can prove that you're a man, drinking fruit juice from a can.
Ride 'em, cowboy, ride that pony West.
You can take a gal to a picture show, but the place to build morale is to take her for a moonlight stroll behind the old corral. Things down there are rootin' and tootin', there's fightin' and feudin' and stuff. A prowlin' stranger can cause a shootin', for enough of a thing's enough.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
Steal a gal, they're on the loose. Steal a horse, you'll get the news.
Ride 'em, cowboy, ride that pony West.
I met a gal at a rodeo, and we took a ride that night. We saw a stack of new mown hay, man, you can see my plight. She said, let's sit, so we schmurred and purred, and finally to top it off, I got myself a mate for life, man, I just couldn't help myself.
That's what I like about the West. That's what I like about the West.
Get a ranch, start life anew, instead of pitching hay,
pitch woo! Ride 'em, cowboy, ride that pony West.
Je te t'en haute ville.
bit of an abrupt ending, perhaps the result of one drink too many. Romano Corcalo and a song called Let the Gypsies Drink. Three tunes now with interesting mixtures. First up, Andean dub from London-based folktronica experimentalist Christian Craig Robinson, who goes by the name of Capital K. This is Yo Tarzan Tu Jane, also the name of his new project with London-based Brazilian singer Sibeli.
Thank you. عايشين في الريش غير ما تلاقوا رجال عقال يدور زمن والحال واشرب الماء
French-Algerian group Gnawa Diffusion, known for their mix of reggae roots and Gnawa music. That was a track from their latest album, Shock El Hal, The Soul's Thorn, out on Turnagain Music. In the middle of that sequence was the beautiful voice of French-Tunisian singer Amina Anabi and Yanari Revolution from Afro Soul No. 1 out on Bouddha Music. Although Amina has worked with numerous top artists like Peter Gabriel, Malcolm McLaren and Yasuaki Shimizu, she's still best known for finishing second in the Eurovision Song Contest of 1991 when there was a tie for first place. Perhaps this album will get her back in the studio a bit more. Nordic is a Swedish experimental folk group. They met when studying at the Royal College of Music in Stockholm back in 2004. Homage is their second album, and it's an atmospheric coming together of the cello, the mandolin and the nickel harper. This is Den Första. Thank you. Creole choir of Cuba in great voice, Feo Dinu, a song calling on the divine healing powers of medicinal herbs to cure the sick. And it's from their album Santiman, a real celebration of their Haitian roots, freedom songs and vibrant harmonies out on real world. Well, that's it for tonight. Thanks to my producer, James Parkin, and the World on 3 team here at BBC Radio 3. And also to Tim Pierce and Anda Union for bringing the Mongolian grasslands to our airwaves tonight. Next week, Marianne Kennedy is going to be presenting the programme, and her guests are going to be Scandinavian fiddlers Frigg. I'll be back the following week with more music to eat, drink and romance too. I leave you with one final tune that I should perhaps dedicate to love and patience. Irish supergroup Tea with the Maggies and Wedding Dress from Rough Guide to Irish Music. Till next time, goodbye.
Stitched all round with a golden thread. dance, oh. All she do is just sit and sew.